Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome again to the wonderful Xbox Podcast. This is episode 48, Lost in Time, for the week of February 24th, 2008.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709.
And I am Brun, a.k.a. BJ Swick 33. This week we'll be talking about the up-and-coming game of the year, Gears of War 2, Ninja Gaiden 2 Demo, XNA and Live, downloading XNA games, and another action-packed feature that includes Lost, Frontlines Fuel of War, and Turning Point Fall of Liberty. There are some rumors and a question from Cell64 in this week's community update, so it's time for me to zip it, and let's get started.
I'm Danica Patrick, IndyCar driver and GoDaddy girl. I know a little bit about speed, so take it from me. If you want a fast way to make a name for yourself on the internet, GoDaddy has everything you need. GoDaddy got me online fast, and they can do the same for you. .com names as low as $1.99. When you have something to say, say it at GoDaddy.com.
And just for all you folks, remember that GoDaddy has a special offer for all of you viewers. When you head over to GoDaddy.com, enter the promo code XBOX1 for 10% off your order. So make sure to, you know, make your mark on the web and plant your gamer flag. And so check it out at GoDaddy.com.
Well, we talk each week about our Xbox Podcast Gamer Card. We've got another person who's been added this week. We're up to 34, and our total score is 373,766 points. So we're climbing fast. We're trying to reach 500,000, and I think we're going to see it here pretty quick.
Yeah,
we're climbing up pretty fast. So, but go over to our website, xboxpodcast.com, and you'll see on the right hand side you'll see our gamer cards, and you'll also see at the bottom the Xbox Podcast Gamer Card. You can click that and add yourself to it. And let's see how high we can get our gamer score.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too much longer. I bet you about, you know, 10 or 15 more people will be there. So
now, bro, and before we get too far, notice there's only two of us tonight. Do you want to comment about that?
I'm pretty sure everybody's listened to the last couple shows and the whole thing that's been going on, and you know, I think it's kind of obvious that, you know, Kyle is not here, so, you know, he could be, you know, who knows what he's doing tonight. He could be crying with his Xbox 360 if all I care right now, but,
Yeah, he's not with us. You know, he couldn't stay with us and follow the format of the show, so.
Yeah.
He was a rebel, so we had to let him go.
Yeah.
So.
Poor guy.
But
just
that's okay.
Right when he was picking it up, too, you know. He just had to snap and forget to take his Ritalin and, you know.
That'll teach him.
Yeah. Poor guy. Well, you know. Maybe we'll play beat up. Let him play beat up the host with us a couple times, but we'll see. See if I unblock him.
Yeah.
But speaking of beat up the host, a little Rainbow Six Vegas you're playing, I see, and I was in there for about 15 minutes, but I'll explain why I was only there for a short time and possibly maybe what we can do next week. But you played some Vegas?
Yeah, I was had a break earlier in the day, and I got on. I was actually going to do a little bit of singing for my three favorite judges in the American Idol contest. And Soul Assassin sends me a link. Hey, you want to do some Rainbow Six Vegas co-op? He hasn't done the story mode. So I was like, all right, I can do it for a little while. So we started, and we got a ways into it, then I had to go. And then so tonight we hadn't had a beat up the host scheduled. And I saw him still on. I was like, hey, do you want to continue? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So I just hooked up with him, and then when you popped on, we sent you the invite, and we were just going through the missions there. So hopefully I can help him get through that and get that achievement here.
Yeah.
Before Vegas 2 comes out.
Yeah, I need to do the same. So I had to dart off. There's another we welcomed another 360 in our house, you know, this week. My oldest son bought a with his own money, bought himself a 360, and so
did he get an Elite?
No, he just got a normal one. Which is another funny story, but basically, you know, I have a house full of kids, and they all have friends over tonight, and I needed to move the 360 from one TV to another so two kids can play the Wii, two kids can play the 360, but you know, that's why I had to jump off, and I jumped back on real quick to play him in one quick match in Call of Duty 4, because he's been claiming how he's going to beat me all the time, and but I did beat him. He did beat me earlier in the day with 9 kills, and I had 6 kills, but we were playing split screen, so he could see everywhere I was going. And but I claimed to him that I wouldn't even have to shoot him. I would just walk up and stab him, which I did walk up and stab him. So when I played on my own console, I won because he had no idea where I was, and I just watch him walk around a corner and just pop him one. So, but getting the Xbox was fun because I don't know if we reported on it. The MPDs and numbers and stuff came out. Are we talking about them today?
No, we talked about it in last week's show.
Okay. The PS3 took, you know, was like in second and beat the 360 and so on and so forth. And it was kind of mentioned that, well, it's because they were in short supply, so on and so forth. And I mentioned that I went to the three nearest towns and couldn't find a 360. I went to Columbus, you know, I went back up to Columbus and went to and had Walmart check all the Walmarts, which there was like 15 Walmarts, 13 Targets, and like 17 Best Buys in the vicinity of where we were at. I had them check like all their stock and inventory. Every 360 sold out.
Wow.
And so we actually had to come back and order one of the bundles, you know, that comes with a couple games and stuff on there. So, but it might be true that they were out of stock. Who knows? But if many people were looking for them, they're going to be on top of the list next month. So, but okay. We rambled on.
Okay.
360 voice challenge for 4,000 Microsoft points. We still need 7 more people.
Do we still need? I haven't looked.
You know, let me double check on that, because we might have grabbed another one since then, and I'm not 100% sure. But let me see. A little live.
While you look that up, let me go into our. Let me tell everybody about our new sponsorship deal.
Okay. And everybody, just remember 10% you can save with GoDaddy's special offer with us and to our viewers with Xbox One. That's XBOX, the number one.
Xbox Podcast would like to welcome a new sponsor to the show, GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com is a one-stop shop for gamers to get everything you need to make a name for yourself on the web. Starting at just $1.99, you can get your own domain name with free hosting, website, personalized email, quick blogcast, and much more. A .com name is the best way to plant your gamer flag on the internet. GoDaddy's free Website Tonight site builder service makes it a snap for gamers to get your website up and running in no time with all the tools you need right at your fingertips. With more than 800 easy-to-use templates, you can build your own website even if you've never done it before. Just open your internet browser, select your images, and type your text. Just like that, your site gets built or updated. Add flash animation introductions with your own music, forums for people to gather, movie and video files to your site, and even RSS news feeds that keep your content fresh and visitors coming back for more. And when you have any questions, GoDaddy.com is always there to help you with an army of over 900 customer support technicians. That means that you can call them anytime, day or night, any day of the year, and you will get a highly trained tech right away who will be able to assist you with questions you have. Plus, as a viewer of Xbox Podcast, just enter the code XBOX1, that's XBOX, the number one, when you check out, and you'll save an additional 10% on any order. So get in the game and get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
And yeah, Wing, setting up email for your domain is really simple too.
Yeah, and I like, you know, personally I like having everybody on my team having the same domain email address. You know, and I've been in groups and clans, and it's like, oh, what's Bob's email address, and what's Bill's and Steve's? And, well, if you got a clan and, you know, you're like the Bomb Clan, well, now you can set up your domain, and everybody's going to have an email at that domain.
Yeah.
And it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, and even with the domain that I have through GoDaddy, the NLEagles.com domain, you know, each one of us on the softball team, we each had our own email. It was really nice, so...
And if you've been contemplating about doing it, we recommend that you go out today, get your website now before the promo ends. All right?
All right. And while you're going through that, I did a quick update. It seems that we have 5 participants, and we need 5 more. So not 7. Well, we got a couple. It's time for 5. We need 5 more. So.
Yeah, come on out. Don't cost you anything. And, you know, basically, whoever increases their gamer score during that, that's 14 days, right?
Yeah.
During that 14-day time, gets 4,000 Microsoft points for free. So, doesn't cost you anything. It's good fun. And we'll talk about you on the show. And, you know, get your name out there.
Oh, yeah, and real quick before we go into top stories, I forgot to mention about the beat up host. Next week, I had Major Sport come on, and he's like, hey guys, you know, can we play something that he has? And he mentioned Grawl 2. Now, I don't have the downloadable content. I know you do, Wing, but I don't think Major Sport does either. So can we do some normal Grawl 2 play next week?
That'll be fine.
Okay, so everybody, Grawl 2 next week. So whoever wants to jump in, you know, get out there in the forums. We'll either Wing or I will create a little thing to say, see who's going to be there and if everybody's okay to play, and we'll get started and do a little Grawl 2.
Yeah, I did get all the additional co-op achievements completed. That was fun. That was brutal.
I don't even have all the normal ones yet, so
well,
I figure I'd do those
on.
Ones first, but all right.
Cool. Cool, sounds good.
This just in, Xbox News is up right now.
All right, well, if you haven't been living in a cave or a closet or under your bed for the past week, then you know all about GDC 08. That's the Game Developers Conference 2008, which happened last week. And, oh, man, do we got some great news. I know you probably all heard of it, but in case you haven't, Xbox Podcast is coming through. The most important thing, personally, I think, well, there's a lot of things I think that came out real important, but what really excited me was we've heard rumors of Gears of War 2, and, you know, Epic has been like, nah, you know, we've not got no info on it. Well, not only did they come out and admit that it's coming, that they're working on it, but even more than that, it's coming out this year. Yes, it will be out November 2008. Gears of War 2 exclusively on the Xbox 360.
Do you think that's pushing it too quick? It's only been like a year and a half since the last release.
No, I don't, and I'll say it, this is why. Because Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 came out 12 months after the original GRA,
mm-hmm.
and Rainbow Six Vegas is coming out, I think, what, 16 months after Rainbow Six Vegas?
Yes.
And it, I mean, now I haven't seen Vegas 2, but it looks, you know, very much the same. If they kept the game the same and just gave me new maps, I'd be happy.
Oh, did you say, you haven't seen, like, any of the multiplayer gameplay?
Oh, I've seen
yet?
The trailers.
No, it not looks, trailers, the gameplay videos.
Yeah, I've seen the gameplay videos.
It looks great.
It looks detailed, it looks clean, it looks crisp, it's sharp, it looks awesome. They've added, like, perks. If you're familiar with Call of Duty 4, there's perk systems built into the Vegas 2.
Yeah, and you can make them online and off.
Yep. Your character follows you, whether it's offline, online, anything you do either way will follow you. I mean, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, I mean, the thing is if they're working on the same engine where they've even tweaked it, the developers are still in the mode. They just keep going. You've got the groundwork already set.
Right.
You know, you're just implementing some new things. So I think Gears 2 is going to be freaking awesome.
Me too. I'm not disagreeing with you. And if you've watched GDC, and I think you're the one that sent me the link of what they've done with the Unreal Engine, and they did shows between the old Gears and, like, the new Gears. It's not really Gears of War 2, but just by looking at that, you're just like, wow.
So. Yeah, we will have the tech demo. That tech demo we're talking about will be playing in our enhanced podcast. So,
oh, sweet. The
if
meat,
you're, if you're
the
hearing
square.
Just the audio, be sure to download the video this week because you will see that, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, the meat block.
The meat block, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so cool. Is that it?
That's it, November of 08. Pre-order now.
All right. Well, regardless of how you pronounce it, I pronounce it Gaiden. Some people pronounce it Gaiden, but Ninja Gaiden 2. Are you looking forward to that game, Wayne?
I could care less.
There's a lot of diehard fans for Ninja Gaiden, and I bet they're super excited about playing the demo that supposedly was released. And but it's not exactly what that really means. So let me kind of explain. And this is from 360 Fanboy. For the last 2 days, we eagerly clicked refresh on Xbox Live Marketplace to play the fabled Ninja Gaiden 2 demo that was teased to gamers all over the world. Right now, the page has been updated and the demo's been launched. I guess the only problem here is the demo is actually a video of somebody playing the demo.
What?
Yeah, and this is no joke. They're pretty much saying we're not kidding. You know, the banner was put up saying Ninja Gaiden, you know, 2 demo, and it was just a posting of a video, which I'm very surprised got on the marketplace with that. Because that has to go through some certification or something, I imagine. But so
Why would they call it a demo?
Yeah, I don't know.
It could just be a video or a trailer or something. That's...
Yeah, and I saw this, I kind of laughed because I have somebody at work that is a huge, you know, diehard fan of this game, and yeah, I can imagine saying, "Hey, did you play the demo?" And him going, "Be quiet, you know, don't talk to me." But I figured I'd throw it in as one of my stories, so or one of the news articles, you know, here because you know there could be a lot of fans out there. But that was it. The demo is not a demo; it's a video of a demo. So you can hit your next one.
I've never played that game, so that's why I say I have no interest, just because I've never played it, so I don't even know what it's about. But.
Right.
I might check it out. It sounds like what I've read sounds like it's going to be pretty bloody. So I'm like, cool.
Yeah, very bloody. And real quick, I know we're kind of reading through our stories pretty quick. Just to let everybody know, we are kind of flying, kind of making a quick show today because you know we have some interviews to do and whatnot. So you know, looking for that funny new third boss. Person, you know, to fill in for what was his name.
I don't know.
Me either. Okay, but continue.
Some kind of bovine or something, right? I don't
know.
Anyways. Well, again, I'm going back to GDC 08. Oh, awesome news. This is X. We've heard about XNA and that people were going to be able to build using the XNA tools, that they could build games, that they would be able to release on the marketplace, that people could, you know, download and play on Xbox 360, probably even the PC more than likely. Well, these games have been made, and everybody's like, well, where are they? When are we going to get the CDs? They're here. Hopefully, you'll still be able to get them by the time you hear this, because there is a timed release. In fact, I think the day we release this show is the day that is the last day available to download the XNA games that are up right now.
Yeah, but they expanded it. Is that with the expansion?
That's with the expansion, because okay. It was supposed to end this, in fact, in two nights. Today's Friday that we're recording. Sunday, they were supposed to cancel or stop the XNA downloads, and they've extended it to Tuesday. But I think there's, six games out there right now that... there's seven beta versions of some XNA-created games. These games include Jelly Car, Little Gamers, Trilinea, Rocket Ball, Proximity HD, Culture, and The Dishwasher Dead Samurai. So, and that I've got to check out. I've tried Rocket Ball. That's the only one I checked out. I'm not even going to say anything about it. Somebody went through a lot of work to make that. I'm not going to put anybody down. I wasn't impressed initially, but I probably need to look at it again. But I still thought visually it was cool, thinking some dude just sat there and built this. You know, this wasn't coming from a professional development company, but I do want to check out some of these others. And
Most of these are just one or two people sitting at home, just like I would sit at home, you know, and do something like this. So, and you know, they're not meant to be, you know, some of these are probably really, like, I've heard nothing but good things about The Dishwasher and whatnot, but, you know, you got to remember that these are, you know, amateurs trying to get in to the field, and just like any person's first game, you know, this isn't going to be perfect, and technically it could be perfect for their level, but this isn't going to be no Call of Duty 4 arcade game, you know what I mean? So you got to look at it in the perspective of, you know, this
but
is somebody
coming from the, yeah,
brand new. So,
and we're going to see a lot of different types of games made, which I think is really cool, because this opens up something that other consoles don't have at the moment, at least to my understanding. This is, you know, the PS3's got Unreal Tournament 3, and they get user-created content for the game. Yeah, right. I could talk more about that in a little bit, but, you know, and they're saying that delay for the 360 is because Microsoft won't let mods be used. Well, I understand why Microsoft doesn't want to just open up the system to let anything come on Xbox Live, because if you got some bad code or someone that wants to be malicious, they could take down the entire network. Sorry, I'm paying for this. You know, I would rather have Microsoft step up and say, no, we're not going to let anything just run on our network unless we know what it is.
Right.
So keep up the good fight, Microsoft. I don't need mods, you know. I don't need them that bad. Now, XNA basically allows the user community to publish games on the marketplace. And these are games that have gone through certification and Microsoft's verified. And I think that is freaking awesome.
Right.
Now, here's the frosting on the cake. And, Bron, I'm going off script a bit because I forgot to include this, but you don't have a Zune yet, do you?
No.
Nah, you wasted your money on that Apple product, didn't you?
No, I don't actually have an MP3 player, but I'm looking at an iPhone, actually.
Well, hold on. You might want to just hold off, because we've talked about Microsoft making a handheld, portable handheld, Xbox, you know, whatever. And they've talked, you know, there's been rumors about it. We talked about it last week. Well, Kyle's like, well, I think it'd be crazy to, you know, for them to jump into it when, you know, the PSP and the, what's that other one, the DS Lite or whatever, the DS, are doing so well. Well, had Microsoft taken that same theory, they would have never put out the original Xbox, because there was 100 million PS2 sold. You know, there's a big market. You need to get in. You got to start somewhere. Well, the Zune, a long time ago, was thought to maybe be the portable Xbox. It turns out it was just an MP3 player. Then they had that Origami thing, and that turned out to be just a portable PC. Well, with XNA, they are now going to release XNA games that you can play on your Zune. Microsoft's working on it, and I think this is kind of cool. And I don't know how it's going to work, because like my Zune only has like the pad and like a single button, which is like a recessed power button,
right.
Pause button. So, like, okay, how am I going to play on this? So I'm very curious to see how they're going to do it. But I think it's awesome to know that the Zune is already, they're going to be able to put games on that thing as is. So,
yeah, and I don't know. I would be for, you know, all for, you know, possibly purchasing a handheld device by Microsoft. But I just don't know about making it the Zune. And I think most of these things that you're talking about is just like casual games right now. But, well, we'll see more about it when things start coming out. But, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not against it. I mean, I don't know.
You better not be against it. I'll have to. Next week, it'll just be me doing the show.
Oh, you're going to kick me off now. I see how it is, but all right. Well, to go on with your XNA thing, you know, people might be wondering, well, how do I get these games or how do I download them? Here's what you got to do. You got to go download the XNA Creators Club game launcher, and to get to there, go to the marketplace, go to Game Store, All Games, XNA Creators Club. Here's the thing. You got to ignore the others. So, if you download or use the XNA game launcher or XNA Game Studio Connect, you'll be, you know, told that you need a membership and, you know, your gamer tag doesn't have it. So make sure you get the XNA Creators Club game launcher. So then you browse to My Games on your Blade, go to Games, Games Library, My Games, and twist to the XNA Creators Club, and then you'll get a link. You'll see that the Y button is accessible to download games. So do that, and then you can download it just like any normal game. So that's how you do it.
Yep.
And that's all we got. So
that's it. That's it for our news.
Yeah. Feature time.
Feature time sounds good. Let's go.
Cool.
Thanks to Cashfly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. Cashfly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. Cashfly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit cashfly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting, start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right. Well, we got three features for you this week, but you know what? The other two don't matter because this is the only game you're going to want to play because it's based on the best TV show ever created. Best television show. It's on TV right now. This is the only thing I watch.
Jeez, no wonder why you wanted to get rid of Kyle, because you didn't want two people to gang up on you.
About... Yes, it's possible to crash from an airplane at 10,000 feet and live.
Oh, jeez.
You don't believe it, just turn your TV on Thursday night. I think it's Thursdays. I don't know. I TiVo it, so I never know exactly what night it is. But anyways, I don't know if this game's going to be any good or not. I love the TV show. I don't plan on getting this game because I just have a feeling it's, I don't know, I don't expect much from it. But here it is, Lost, Via Domas. I don't know if I said that right, but that's the name of the game. You awake to the blazing sun, the screaming of other passengers, the wreckage of Oceanic Flight 815, and no memory of what has happened. In Lost, Via Domas, you must fight for your survival by exploring the island, uncovering its dark secrets, and piecing together the fragments of your own furtive past. Find your redemption. Find your way home.
Yeah, I like how it says the screaming of other passengers, which are all very, very good-looking, not over the age of 30, and all are like bodybuilders and models.
Well, yeah. That's the island I want to crash on.
Yeah, that's the I've been on a plane with all those types of people. Let's see, never. Let alone crash from 30,000 feet and survive. But okay, go ahead.
You got to stop taking those cheap flights, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of the features. Find your redemption. You can confront the island's sinister forces to solve the mystery of your own illicit past and discover a way home. Get to enjoy the authentic lost experience. Discover the island's secrets, exploring familiar and new locations, interacting with other key survivors and main characters from the TV show. It's a whole new storyline. You get to experience never-before-told story of a previously unseen Flight 815 survivor. And, of course, survival is key. Conquer the challenges the island throws at you, solving puzzles and outsmarting your enemy. See, now that just sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Hopefully it gets lost on the store shelves and never gets sold.
I know another person that's going to want to get this, and that's Overkill, because he loves this show.
Does he really?
But, I didn't know.
Oh.
I think he was ragging on me in the forums.
Overkill, we want to blog on what you feel about Lost.
Yeah, Lobster Craws. Lobster Craws. But anyways, the Overkill date is February 26, 2008. Check the link in our show notes for more information.
All right. Next is Frontlines Fuel of War. And here is the rundown. Natural resources are depleted. The world's economy is in a tailspin. Depression takes hold. The world's superpowers struggle to maintain control, and they will clash in Frontlines Fuel of War. Frontlines brings players into the next great war. Society is on the verge of a collapse, and people are desperate. The two superpowers, the Western Coalition and the Red Star Alliance, are headed for the inevitable conflict. So join the battle on the front lines today. So, do you want to help me out with this?
Sure. Some of the features of this game, and I've played this demo, and I thought it was kind of fun. There's next-generation weapons. The superpower alliances have combined their remaining research and defense budgets, and the result is more than 60 futuristic vehicles and weapons inspired by the weapons of today. Things like remote-controlled drones, which is kind of cool. It's like this little tank it's like an RC tank that you drive around, and you can run it up underneath a real tank and blow it up. There's gun cameras, elaborate countermeasure systems, which are all player controlled. They even have these like RC controlled helicopters that you fly around, and you can just kill people and blow things up. It's fun. It's a fun game. Advanced Team Intel. Frontlines focuses on team play and allows players to use high-tech intel systems to gather and share relay recon, targeting and threat information between teammates. Going to create your own soldier by choosing a specific weapon loadout and a specialized role. Your abilities increase with continued play, providing the depth of a role-playing game mixed with the action of a first-person shooter. You can join the front lines. The battle mechanic in both single and multiplayer gives players the ability to join forces on the front line and move that line forward in order to acquire territory. Now, this keeps the player centered on in the thick of the action. And, of course, choose your path to victory. Take advantage of a sandbox of destructible elements and various weapons of war to create your own unique paths and strategies. Instead of failing and replaying the same sequence of events, experiment with varied approaches, allowing for diverse missions with high replay value.
Yay.
I like that last one. I think that makes it sound very interesting. I like good replay value.
Right. Yeah, it's always a plus. See, Overkill date for Frontlines is actually the 25th, not the 26th. So February 25th, 2008. And it's a little weird doing three stories with two hosts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, got to kind of split them up all weird and stuff like that. But
yeah, we got to get another host in here quick.
Yeah, we'll explain a little more maybe toward the end of the show. But let me take the last one here. I didn't really remember this until you mentioned it, because I do remember it seeing in one of the Xbox magazines. What am I thinking of here? The official Xbox magazine. And this is Turning Point Fall of Liberty. In an alternate history of Turning Point Fall, the Fall of Liberty, unstoppable Nazi forces win World War II and take over Europe and the United States. Now, it's up to you to save the country and the world in this story-driven, provocative shooter that redefines World War II era action. what did I say?
Provocative.
Provocative. So, some of the key features is battle and occupying Nazi force, employ guerrilla tactics to overcome superior Axis weaponry, with a unique art style that brings an impressed occupied America to life. Witness the Third Reich epic takeover. Participate in intense World War II action against a backdrop of globally recognized landmarks in New York City. In New York and Washington, D.C. I mentioned that would be New York City. Experience personal combat. Make a difference as World War II resistance hero. Engage in-depth grappling system featuring environmental kills, which sounds pretty cool. Quick kills and human shields, which actually sounds kind of cool too. jump into epic cinematic gameplay. Experience the best in-class gameplay from Spark Unlimited. The soundtrack from renowned composer Michael Giacchino. I don't know. he does Alias, Lost, and Black. And online multiplayer built on Unreal technology and more. Kind of interesting. I mentioned to you before the show when we're going over this. The thing that I think is kind of cool is that it's over here in the United States. The alternate history is kind of cool. But this is what I kind of mentioned to you is this is what I would wish like Call of Duty 5 would do. You know how they, because this is kind of like Call of Duty 4 is kind of like a fake war. It's over in Middle East or whatever, but it's all made up. It's not based on any true, you know, true war or anything like that. I think the next one is they need to come over here to the U.S. and do some stuff kind of like this, but make it all up. Don't make it, you know, you don't want to make it alternate history because these guys are already doing that. But I think it'd be kind of cool. But Overkill date, February 26, 2008. So, I think that's about it. Three features, two hosts, all finished. And let's hit some achievements. And we got a quick little video for you. Very funny. Very, very funny. I was rolling when I was watching this. So, you know, check it out.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Oh, yeah. We got some working girls out here.
Hey, Sugar, what do you need?
I need to be Call of Duty 4 on Veteran.
$30. We'll do it at your place.
My name is Candy, and I'm an achievement whore. I've been tricking since the Xbox 360 launched.
Do you have gloves?
Guys will pay me money, and I'll go over to their house and unlock stuff.
Don't stop. Yeah.
At first, it was exhilarating. trading achievements for cash. Now I just go through the motions. Gaming's meaningless to me now. There are more and more achievement whores out here every day. We're not the only ones.
1 megapixel camera, plays video.
They're gadget whores.
Touch screen, you know you want it. Come on.
Okay.
Come with me.
What's the battery life on that?
And spoiler whores.
Who's the final Cylon in Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, hell no!
Ma'am, stop! You take care of him, I got her.
Well, you just ruined season 4 for yourself. You just sit there and think about it, all right?
I'm sorry. I thought I wanted to know, but then I just feel dirty and hollow inside.
It's a hard life out here gaming day after day. I don't want to stay out here too long. Wind up like the MySpace whore.
Don't you want to add me as a friend? Come on, I give great comments. I'm in Dane Cook's top 10!
I hope someday I'll get out. That I'll actually enjoy playing co-op with someone I care about. But until then, just keep on locking. It's my life. It's what I do.
Who are you?
I'm an actual whore.
Oh, we'll leave.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We hope you enjoyed the life of the achievement whore.
I leave and, good comments. I laugh so hard about that, man. That was so funny.
What? Don't you have any gloves?
Oh, yeah, that was funny, too. But, yeah, like, I don't want to end up like, you know, was it MySpace? The MySpace? What? I can be your friend. Yeah. I leave good comments.
Yeah.
Or whatever she says. Oh, man, I just started rolling.
But, you want to send me a friend's request?
Oh,
that is funny. That was from G4, and it was awesome. That was great. So we hope you enjoyed it. Uh-huh. Going to do a little rumor mill real quick before we jump into our community updates. And this is some upcoming Rock Band DLC has been discovered. And basically, over at the Score Hero forums, someone fired up their data mining program and poked around the latest Rock Band DLC data files and discovered some interesting information. And that was a current list of Rock Band DLC, as well as a few tracks that haven't yet been announced. Songs to include Pinball Wizard and El Scorcho. Well, some of the things that are being listed as coming out are Zero by Smashing Pumpkins, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by The Stones, Brown Sugar by The Stones, Pinball Wizard by The Who, Rock and Roll Star by Oasis, DOA by The Foo Fighters. Hey, there you go, Bron.
Yeah.
Sex Type Thing by Stone Temple Pilots, which
that's a good one too.
Just came out this last week. El Scorcho, which just came out about last week, by Weezer. Why Do You Love Me by Garbage, which I think was the other one that came out last week. Hysteria by Def Leppard or Muse. Through the Monsoon by Tokyo Hotel. Beetlebum by Blur. Still Alive by Jonathan Colton. There's some Grateful Dead DLC. I'm not going to go through it. Also the Nirvana Nevermind DLC. Now, they got this listed, but I've seen it listed before that Nirvana, the Nevermind album, the whole album is going to be available for download.
Yeah, yep.
So,
and that's a good one, actually.
Oh, I would definitely get on that.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Another thing is, man, what was I going to say about, what was I going to say? Rock Band needs to come out with another. I was sitting there, I heard somebody mention Jackal today.
Yeah.
But Rock Band needs to come out with another attachment, which is a chainsaw.
There you go.
So they can play Lumberjack by Jackal. But that'd be funny.
I like Jackal. I saw them in concert. They opened up for Aerosmith. So I was actually wondering if they were going to be on the Guitar Hero 4 Aerosmith. And I got to make a correction. I found out that we were incorrect last week in stating it was going to be only Aerosmith songs. Turns out there's been some more information released. And it will be Aerosmith songs plus bands that have toured with them and their own music. And the venues will be in venues that Aerosmith has actually played in. So it will not be an entire game of just Aerosmith songs. That will be the majority of it.
Still kind of weird. But.
Yeah, but at least that sounds a little more... little more better.
Yeah.
Mo better.
Did you mention the Who's next DLC, Beyond Blue Eyes?
Oh, Beyond Blue Eyes. No, I didn't. I'll grab that too.
Yeah, that's a good song, but cool.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
All right, community update. You know, like I said, it is our community. It would be nice if, you know, get out there and check out the other podcasts by Broken Eggs Media. Be a part of their community also. So, you know, we have WoW Podcast, Guild Wars. So go out there, you know, check the media bar across the top. You know, see what we have out there. Check out some other shows. So we would appreciate it.
Yeah, we'd also like to say thanks again to GoDaddy.com. We're very pleased to have them as our new sponsor. And if you'd like to help support us here at Xbox Podcast, please head over to GoDaddy.com today and check out some of their great deals and services.
All right. And remember, Xbox One, 10% off Xbox One. So, Brun will not get it free for you, but Xbox One will get you 10% off. So, and let's see, one email question from Cell64. And actually, Cell64, I'll get to that in a minute. Cell64 says, "Hey, Wing, I've got a question for you, Brun and Kyle. What kind of jobs do you three do, or do you just work for the podcast? And I think you should try and get Major Nelson on for your first year show. Just a thought, man. We would love to be able to get Major Nelson on. You know, there's no question about that. And I may try to email him, you know, once again, because I know he you know, helps out the community and stuff like that. We'll see what we can do. I don't think it'll be for the first year show, because I don't think we can work that out quick enough. But
he is an extremely, extremely busy person, too.
Yeah, very, very busy. And definitely with GDC this week, so. Do you want to explain what you do, First Wing?
Yeah, sure. I did reply back to him about it, but I work for a large college in Chicago, and I'm a network administrator, so I'm dealing with computers all the time. The show, yeah, we do this, for fun right now. We enjoy it. We enjoy our Xboxes, and so that's why we got on doing the show.
Right. And I am around computers all day long, too. I am actually a software developer. I currently develop web applications or Windows services or anything, and I use Visual Studio .NET. So I actually develop using Microsoft tools and the .NET framework. So that's what I do. I've been doing that for about 5 years. So, and I do this on the side, and I also coach 3 sports and, you know, fun stuff like that. But, and Kyle, he's in school. Works at, where's he work at?
Not here. I'm going to get it wrong. Yeah, not here. it was either Staples or Office Max. And, you know, he'll get mad at me, but who cares? He's not here anymore. So, it's like Staples or Office Max, but he's a senior in high school, and
yeah,
so working hard, doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of working hard, not to forget our friends at Cashfly and, you know, what they do to get our show out to the masses, so we appreciate it. Frappers, we got two of them real quick. X Crackerjack, X Angus, Ontario, Canada. Just wanted to make a shout-out to my CCKA. I believe that would probably be his clan that he's in. Boys. Says, Crazy Canadians for the win. Crazy Canadians. That's pretty funny. Cell 64 or Biggie Ray Port Glasgow. from Scotland, UK. Or Glasgow, Scotland, UK. There we go. Port, Glasgow, Scotland, UK. I'm going to get it right one of these times. Biggie, it says Cell 64, Biggie Ray from Port, Glasgow, Scotland, UK. Hey, I got it that time. I corrected
Are
myself.
Are you getting paid by how many times you say his name?
Yeah, that'll be $50. Cell 64, Biggie Ray, Port, Glasgow, Scotland, UK. That's $55. But I think that's it, right? Do we want to explain what's really going on and update some people?
Yeah, you probably should.
All right. Kyle has not been let go. We've just been pulling everybody's chain. We knew he wouldn't be able to record this week. So for like the last, you know, starting last week and at the end, we kind of been joking around like, let's play this out for a couple weeks. So Kyle's not let go. He's just got some big things coming up and couldn't make it this week, but he will be back next week. So, and we would never get rid of each other. So if one of us goes, I'm pretty sure all of us will go. So, but that's about it. So do you want to close this out?
Yeah, I guess that wraps up episode 48. You can send us your questions, comments, or complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com or go to our forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums. We actually have a thread out there about questions. If you've got a question for us on anything, doesn't matter what it is, it can be, doesn't have to be Xbox related, but you can send us an email, ask a question in that forum. You can even, like Cell64, he sent the question to me through Xbox Live, just sent me a message there, so that works too. Be sure to add yourself to our Frapper, add yourself to our Gamer Card, and hey, let us know. We're actually talking about maybe having a little guest visitor once in a while in our community spotlight. Focus on one of you. So if you would like to join us some night in one of our episodes and record with us, let us know. Let us know if that's something you'd be interested in, and we'll see what we can do to make that happen.
All right. Well, I am Brun, a.k.a. BJSwick33, and Cell64 or Biggie Ray from the U.K. owes me $60 now. And I miss you, Kyle. Can't wait till next week.
This is Wingman709. I'm taking off. Later, guys.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.